The Lord at the end of Mishachas Baruch Hu says, "Kishem nichnisu chachomim b'kerem yavne, behem yameya Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yisya, hadvili poschu kulam mechoydachsad." When at one time all the chachomim met in Kerem Yavne, yameya Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisya, Rabbi Shimon, hadvili, and the old preface. They remarks by giving tribute to the host. So this is a communic obligation to pay tribute to the Kriyaksan. I feel that I have to pay tribute to the Mordasre, Rav Nochem Kohen Yoshlite, who did me such a covet. He came, he was my Kriyakhan son, and he came to hear me. I consider it as a big covet. And I also want to give in to my appreciation to Rav Moshe Teitelbaum for calling me up and inviting me to speak and for introducing me in such a remarkable way, more than I deserve. Now the Shia tonight will be Shumet. So the halacha will not be very long, and I hope that the hashkafa will not be very long either. So the halacha will consist of two kashas on the Rambam, and then the hashkafa will consist of another kasha on the Rambam, the same Rambam, and then I'll discuss the teretz in the teretz. And that kashe, so I'll discuss it on the Ashkofa level. But actually, I don't believe that there is any line of demarcation between Halach and Ashkofa. But I do it in order to conform to the Minhag HaTzibur. But in my opinion, the Ashkofa has to be Halach, and the Halach has to be Ashkofa too. Now the Rambam in Perek Aleph in Cheshuvah, in the preamble, no, the Rambam, before every halacha has a preamble, a psich. So in that psich he mentions how many mitzvahs and mitzvahs are saying, and how many mitzvahs Luis are saying, are discussed in this halacha. In Hilchos Tshuvah there is only one mitzvah are saying is discussed, Tshuvah. So in the preamble he says, mitzvahs es achas. There is only one mitzvah discussed in Rishuvah. Bihu sheyoshu v'achitei nechatoi lifnei adishem v'yisvat. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that if somebody sinned, he is mechuyev to do tshuva and to be misvat. So here in the Rambam spells it out explicitly that not only is there a mitzvah seseh to be misvat, but there is a mitzvah to do tshuva and couple it with it. I mention it because in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam doesn't spell out that there is a mitzvah of doing tshuva. And because of that, the Mechaschim assumed that according to the Rambam, there is no chiyuv of doing tshuva. Of course, tshuva is a halacha. In other words, tshuva changes the status of the person from Roshe to Tzadik. Somebody was a Roshe, let's say, in Navir Shiyesh B'Malkis. He was addicted to Achilas Neveiros. He's postulated in the Rais. Then he does tshuva, he becomes in Tzadik, he's kosher leaders. Somebody was in the Chal Shabbat Haresi, at the Din of Imuna, Shchitos Yasur, etc. He does tshuva, in the tzaddik is no more luna. So tshuva changes the status of the person from roshe to tzaddik. And then tshuva is also mechavna. If somebody didn't have avera, so he's guilty, and even if it's not a kind of avera for which he's chayav an inish bezdin, but in the Shemayim. But if he does tshuves, the real tshuves, so he's mechaper. Mechaper. So tshuve is the aloch. Tshuve accomplishes, changes the status of the person from Moshe to Tzadik. It attains kapora for the person. But there is no chiv to do tshuve. But if he doesn't do tshuve, so he remains a rosh. Obviously, I mean, it's not, there is no need for a chiv of tshuve. Now somebody is a rosh in achilas nevelis. So every time he eats, nevela is in ranisa. So he has to change his ways anyway. But there is no chiv. According to Rami, this is what the Mechasrin Chasyum in the Shiv Zaram. There is only a chiyuv to do vidu. If he does tshuve, then he is mechuyev to verbalize the tshuve and do his vadnik. Why does the Mechasrin mention such a striking chiyuv? Striking chiyuv. Because of the Roshan Rambam Halachah. Now first I read the psicha, the preamble of Hilchas Tshuva. So there the Rambam says, Mitzvesese achas v'hu sh'yoshuv achriti m'chatoi l'pnei Adishem v'yisvan. So here he spells it out, not like the Mechaschinuch. It's a tala the Mechaschinuch. How is it that he overlooked the preamble that says the Roshan Rambam? But anyway, the Mechaschinuch was nidalik from the text, the Roshan of the Rambam in Halachah. The Rambam in the Talmud in Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Aleph says, Kol mitzvah shabateiro bein ese b'nei sese imo varodom al achas men bein bizodin bein bishgogo ki sheyase tshuva v'yoshuv mechatoi chayev l'yisvadis l'pnei okim bo shenemar ish u isho ki yas. So the Rambam doesn't even mention in mitzvah sese of tshuva. Let's say v'shachta l'shem l'kecho. The Ramban says, inspiration of the Torah, that this is a mitzvah to do tshuva, the shabbat and the shabbat tzach. And then, according to many of the shenim, ki ha mitzvah zeh shashor nechmitzav chayeh, in mitzovim, sa mitzvah zeh is, according to Ramban, it's what comes to tshuva. According to Rashi, it's what comes to kol atir kulet, I'm using this in the correct sense, but according to the Ramban, it's what comes to tshuva. So according to the Ramban, there is a mitzvah seser to do tshuva. The posin kinosei isha isha shiyas mechadis odom, that's a mitzvah vidu. Not tshuva. But the Rambam doesn't mention either a mitzvah zoi simina in a mitzvah of tshuva, because he probably agrees with Rashi that a mitzvah zoi is reference to kolatir kule, not to the tshuva. And he doesn't mention b'shafta l'shem l'kecho, because the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva says there's b'shafta l'shem l'kecho is aftoch. But the Bein Yisroel is maftiachas, that at the end, Klal Yisroel is true. It's not a chiyuv. But what mitzvah does he mention in the mitzvah svid? So the Mechaschin Chasyon sees the Rambam, the Aleph Halach Aleph, says, when you say that the Tehra, the Nesha, the Rinsese, the Mova Rodom Alachas Mehen, in the Zodin, the Mishgogo, Kishiyas, the Chuba, the Yoshuk, the Chaturi, Chayim, the Isvadis, the Chim, Borchu, Shalem Arisho, Yisho, Kiyasu, the Isvadu, as Chatosom, Asherosu. So, and the Rambam continues, Asherosu, the Isvadu, as Chatosom, Asherosu, is Zed, the Dvorim. So, the Rambam doesn't mention Aleph Aleph, he doesn't say, Kol mitzvah shebateiro b'nesse b'leisese, im ovav odom alachas men b'imzod b'imishgogo, harei uchayev lasis tshuve, b'loshuv mechatoi b'lisvaris. He says, ki sheyase tshuve, b'yoshuv mechatoi, chayev b'lisvaris of me'okir bo. So, from this loshuv, which is a little strange, then the Chaschil of the Jews, they're coming to the Rambam, there is no chiyuv to do tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, he's not the Bachelor Mitzvese. But of course, he remains a Rosh, he remains a Chayke, and he's devoid of Kapor. But there is no chiyuv. But there is a chiyuv that if one does tshuva, he has to be in Svah. And the Kiddush Tshuven is not Misladim in Bat Mizrese, but he's not in Bat Mizrese because of the Tshuven. But it's he's in a very unfortunate state if he doesn't choose it, because he remains a Roshe and he's the way that comes along, but there is no other. Why did the Chaschiruch say such a strategy in Chiddush? Because the Roshna Rambam forced him to say it. But the Chaschiruch overlooked the preamble of the Psyche of the Rambam. There he spells it out, Mitzvesesa Achas, Bihushi Yoshua Vachriti Nechatoin Lifnei Hashem Yisrael. So he doesn't say Mitzvesesa Achas, Shim Chiti Shov, Mechuya Vishvadis. But Bihushi Yoshua. So the Pasuk of the Yisrael implies two things. Number one, he has to do Tshuva. Number two, he has to verbalize, what is this? Freedom means to verbalize the Tshuva. Freedom. If you don't do Tshuva, so what kind of freedom is it? But it means to verbalize the Tshuva. So there is a very question of ours. Why did the Rambam formulate Nalocha Aleph after he spelled out in the Psyche, in the preamble, that the Pasuk of the Yisrael implies two things? Number one, that he has to do Tshuva. Number two, he has to verbalize the Tshuva by saying Vidu. So why Nalocha Aleph didn't he spell it out and he spell it out in such a strange way, komitze shabateiro b'nesel b'leisese imod arodo malachas men b'in b'zodim b'in b'shgogo kishiyasi tshuve b'yoshuf m'chatoi chayel misladim. Why kishiyasi tshuve? Chayel asi tshuve. So I think the reason is why the Rambam formulated that way, because the Rambam wants to tell us that if in order to be mikayim the mitzvahs we do, so he has to do tshuva more. But if a person does a tshuva, but you know, nasof lechutz, it's not a real tshuva. In other words, there is no change of status and change of personality. His misvade, he says, chotosi avisi pashayti avos mechal shabbos, I'm sorry, Abbas, I won't do it again. But he doesn't change, the tshuva doesn't affect his spiritual metamorphosis. So then, even if he's misvade 1,000 times, he's not mikayim mitzvah bi. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam formulated the mitzvah bidu in a seemingly strange way. And the Mechaschiruch assumed that according to the Rambam there is no chiyuv tshuva, but this is not so. The Rambam b'sicha says the Feirash, there is a chiyuv tshuva. But why did he formulate it in that way? To tell us that we shouldn't think if a person does tshuva, he's Maharabalef, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. But then he doesn't really change his personality. So then the Vidu is no Vidu, no Kina Mitzvah. As a matter of fact, in one of the Al-Khets is Al-Khet Shechotom Yichanach of the Vidu Pei. What's the Pshat the Vidu Pei? What kind of Naveh is that? So the Chayogon explains it. Al-Khet Shechotom Yichanach of the Vidu Pei means that if a person is misvadi, does tshuva, but the tshuva does not change his personality completely, so then the vidu not only wasn't mikayim mitzvah of the misvadu, it's even aveira. He has to say vidu on that vidu. So that's why we say, and the Chayodim says that, the Pshat, in Al-Khayt Shechotonu Fanech of Vidu. So that's why the Rambam formulates it in a seemingly strange way. How mitzvah shabbatei or b'neser b'l'isaseh imod ha'odom alachas men b'in b'zodim b'in b'shgogo kishiyase tshuvo b'yoshuk mechatoi chayit v'yisvadim slif n'yakim b'orku. In other words, not to tell us that there's no chizdo tshuvah, but to tell us that if he only when does tshuvah more, then there is a mitzvah, but he doesn't do tshuva gemura even though it is a tshuva, and it has a semblance of tshuva and it is a partial tshuva, so then he's not mikayim the mitzvah of vidu. Vidu is a concomitant of tshuva gemura. But tshuva is nichlal in the essay of the Ishvan. Now let's see in Eralai Lashon Hara. Vidu zemitzu says, Keitzat nisvadin, Eimei Ono Hashem, Chotosi, Ovisi, Toshaitu, Mitonecho, Viosisi, Kach, Vikach, Vari Nechamti, Ubeishti, Bimaasai, Uleiro, Meinichriza, Udobose. Now, everybody knows, the tshuva has two components, Chavot Elova, and Kabbal Elham. Now the question arises, it has to have both. Which one should take first? After all, tshuva is an emotional phenomenon. So it is not something that can take place in a complete second. You could say both together at the same time. That's psychologically and impossible. So one must take first and precede the other. So tshuva has two components. Which element has to take place first? Chavot Elova or Kavon Elahav? Now, Rabbi Yehine discussed it in Shari Tshuva. Rabbi Yehine in Shari Tshuva, Shari Shein, so, Sifri Dalek, he says, he mentions the Ikrim of Tshuva, the elements of Tshuva. The elements of Tshuva. So he said, Honika of Ishin Chavot. The first element in Tshuva is Chavot. Then he says, Shavishin Shifidale, Honika Rashini Aziva Sachet. So first, the Kodot Rabbi Yehine has to take place Chavot Rav. When the person does Tshuva, so first he has to feel regret over the sins that he committed, and then the Kabbalah. So he says, that's a Mika Hashem, as he was a chit, Vida, ki mi, but then the Rabbi Yehine makes a certain distinction. Vida, ki mi ashechoto al derech mitzvah. If somebody commits a sin only, derech mitzvah, one sin, let's say, he eats prayer one time because he was subjected to temptation, he was in a place where he couldn't get kosher food, so he was tempted to eat treif. Just once, he is not addicted to treif. Just once, ki mi ashechoto al derech mitzvah, ki ataivo ta'avo b'yechazik olof yitzvah v'yizkifin, because he yielded to temptation. Is reishish tshuva so nisha zeachar. So such a person who committed a single avera once, he didn't become addicted to a certain avera. Just once, he yielded to temptation. So then the seder of tshuva is chavot the first. And then, b'yazik gad. Then, kabbal rahal. Kmoi, as it is mentioned in Mishlei, Perich of Ches Positive Gimu, Umeide Beheze Biyoha. His Katrilo Umeide. What does Meide mean? I say, Harot. Ve Al Harote. Ve Adidu. Ve Hakach Beheze. So he deduces from the Positive Mishle, Umeide Beheze Biyoha. That first he has to be made. First he has to have Harot. Then, Aziv Sachet in Kabbalah. Ach, hoyish hamishyati v'alterach loy toivotam. But suppose it's not that he yielded to temptation once, he ate traitor once. He's addicted to traitor. He's traitor every day. He's a traitor addict. So, hoyish hamishyati v'alterach loy toivotam. So then the same guy is the reverse. So, reishish tshuva soish hazeh la'aziv darkeh. And then he mentioned the posse, Yazid Hoshe Darki. ואישו במחשבי איסון, ויושת על הישם ירחמנו, ולכן אותי על ישראל. So in other words, the Rabbeinu makes a distinction, I mean the Reisler. The question is, Tshuva has to have both elements. Chavotel Ovar and Kavod Ola Abi. What should take place first? So according to Rabbeinu depends. If he committed an Avera once, he succumbed to temptation, he didn't become addicted to a certain Avera, then the first thing that has to take place is Chavod. And then Kavod Ola Abi, because if he just succumbed to temptation once, so the personality is not a simple personality. So Mimele, it's like a spot on the surface of his spiritual personality. So Mimele, the approach has to be first Harote and then Kabbalah. Masha'in changes the proceed in Mishlei Chavches, proceed to Umeide Be'ezik Yeruch. So Mimele first, and then is, but he became addicted, so then the whole personality became a contaminated personality. So then he has to affect the change in the personality. So then the Aziva Sachet and the Kabbalah of the Habit has to take place first, and then Chavadlava, and that's the passage of Yazif Oshet Arkei, וישובן מחשבי סוף, ויושב על הישם ירחמנו, והרקינו כי אבוסך. So that's Rabbeinu. The Rambam, of course, does not make any distinction between a chete who does a chete a chet once, and a chete who has addicted himself to a certain chet. But let's analyze the Lashon Rambam in the Talmud Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam says, כיצד נספגים, אימי רונו השם, חוטוסי יופיסי פושייתי לפניך, ויוסיסי כך וכך, והרחמתי ובנשתי למעשי, ולאילו מניחס על לא זה, הרחמתי ובנשתי למעשי, is expressed for the Lord, ולאילו מניחס על לא זה, is expressed for Kabbalah. So when the Rambam mentions in the Talmud Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Aleph, the formula of Vidu, and what is Vidu? Vidu is the verbalization of Tshuva. So mentions in the Vidu, in the verbalized Tshuva, first Harota Leobar, and then Kabbalah. Ono Hashem Chotosi Yotisi Poshayit Lifanecho Yosisi Kach Vikach. That's Chavod Lola. That's Chavod Lola. In other words, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says only in case of a single chet, so Chavod is first and then Kabbalah. But in case of the use of doing the Avera atonement, he's addicted, so then Kabbalah is because from the Rambam in the Talmud it's mashma. Whether it is a chaytei who succumbed to temptation once, or a chaytei who became addicted to a certain sin, so in both, the chavote has to take place, has to be verbalized first, and then kabbalah. That's the shnei zrachim. That's not difficult. That seems to be inconsistent with another halacha in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam in Perveis Hilchos Tshuva, halacha Beis says, "Umayi Atshuva, hu sheyazif achetei chatoi, v'yosirei machshavtei, v'yidma b'libei shelo yaseh lo'i, shenema yazif choshev darkei v'yishovei machshavei zo, v'yoshev lo'i." So in other words, he mentions the same pasuk that the Rabbi Yehuda mentions in regard to one who became addicted to a certain sin. so the Kabbalah Habes takes place, but Aviyehe applies it to Nebik, not to one who succumbs to temptation once, but the Rambam applies this pasuk to every chayti, whether he did it once or he became addicted. So the Roshan Rambam in Perbeis, Miruch HaShtubeis, is Halakha Beis, Umayi HaChubeu, Shliyazik HaChitei HaToi, Yosirei Machshavtei, Yidma Belibin Shal Yaseu Eid. Kabor Abe, Shenema Yaseu Proshet Da'akei Vishoshet, Vishoshet Machshavei Shal Yosho Hashem. So, Vichein Yisnachem Al Shabbat, Shenema Achrei Shuri Necham. So you mean it's possible, Achrei Shuri Necham. When is the Chavot Al Oba? After I get you, not before I get you. Bein, in a similar way or in case of rest. But that seems to be inconsistent with the Roshan Rambam and the Talat Aloch Aleph. From the Roshan Rambam to the Talat Aloch Aleph, it appears that in the Seder HaTshuva, in the Seder HaBidu, so Chavot Eliova has to take place first, and then Kabbalah. But in the Roshan Rambam, in the Beis, Haloch Beis, it appears that Kabbalah Habe has to take place first, and then Chavot Olah. Tichayin and then Yisnachem Hashem. So this is still. Then, another kasha I want to mention in the Rambam. The Rambam, in Pirik Aleph, Meiruch HaShtube, so he mentions two things, Pirik Aleph, or Pirik Aleph, he mentions only two components, Chavot Olova, Kabbalah Habe. All right, there is a certain apparent steering as to the Seder. But in both halachas, he mentions, the Tshuva must have both components. However, in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam mentions another element in Tshuva, and indeed, and that is Bakoshes Kapor. Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam, Mitzvah in Gimu, he, Shetzivonu Yisvalis al Adenis, Vachatoyim Shechotonu Lifnei Okeinu, Vileima Reisom Imashuvi, Vizeo Avidu, Vikavonosi Shulima, Olo Hashem, Chotosi Ovisi, Uposhaiti Bosisi Kach Vikach, Iyari Hamaimo, Vivake Shamachile, So the Rambam mentions a third element, Bakoshes Kapor. In the Chazaka he doesn't mention it. How come? So that Kashi is raised by many. How is it that in Sefer HaMitzvos he mentions three elements, Chavot Olah, Kabbalah Habe, Bakoshes Kapor? In the Chazaka he only mentions Chavot Olah and Kabbalah Habe, and he doesn't mention Bakoshes Kapor. So first I want to be the carrots and the second kasha, and then we proceed to the first kasha. As far as the second kasha is concerned, there is a very simple carrots. The Russian that the Rambam actually does mention about Bakoshes Kapore in a brief way in Yer Hazakot. Now let's look over the Russian Rambam again. כל מצווה שבתירו בין עשר בין ריס עשה עם עוד העוד המלאך הסמר בין בזונים בין בשגוגו כי שיעשה תשובה ויושף נחתוי חייב להספדיס לפני יוקיו בורחו שנמה איש או איש או כי יעשה ויספדיס חתוס או משרוס זה דידו דבור דידו זה מצווה עשה כסף נספדים אימר אולו אשר חוטוסי אותיסי פושלת לפניך ועושיסי כך וכך והרי נחמתי ובישתי מייסי ולא נחיץ עוד על זה. The Rambam mentioned Bakoshes Kapor. Where is the Bakoshes Kapor mentioned? In the term Ono. What does Ono mean? Please God. What means please God? If somebody says please, is me back in some. Please God, I see. So what? He says so what? What does he want from the mention? So it's implicit it's implicit, please God, I sinned, I transgressed, I committed a trespass. Please God, what please God? What should the nation do? Should he make it? So if he says, oh no, Hashem, so Mele Bakosh's Kapor is implicit. Otherwise, the honor has no meaning. Please, what please? Please is a word that is descriptive of the Bakosh. What kind of Bakosh? I sin, Chotos, Obis, Poshaito, Ifonach, Harim Echamti, Ubeish, Timabena, Ulena, Ulena, Chizal, Dora, say, oh no, Hashem, please God, what please God? Means, please God, forgive me. So in other words, the Rambam in using, because there is ignoring human, there is ignoring human. Ignoring human says about the people of the King God, that's the mocha for the Rambam, for all the people of King God, the King God is his father, the Manikur, so he has to say on. So ignoring human says, Kitzat Mishpade, so the Chachomim say that from the Gor in the base, Chotosi or Pisi Bershaito Tamech on your base. Then what can you do? I'm Zayin and Dawen, the Gemara says, Umnan Shebi Ono. How do you know that the Gemara in Mashpul has to use the Russian Ono? So Rashi says, Umnan Shebi Ono Yehidi Duzeh, Neva Kankapo. The Chitim, Nachemitz, Vinema Lahalom Bechirat Kato. So Rashi says, Lahalom Bechirat means the nice idea. So Mish Rabbeinu says, Ula Yachat O Viat Chato Asch. So Kato is mentioned in the Matpurim by King Goru, and Kato is mentioned in connection with Mish Rabbeinu Bechirat when the Israelites committed the Aveir of the Eros. So, there we said, Ulaya Chapcho Vaad Chataskan, Mal Halom Ono, in connection with the Eros of Mish Rabbeinu, employed the term Ono. So Rashi says, Ono Chotoa, O Maseh, Av Kambio. So, Tengodim in Kippurim also has to say Ono. So the Rambam mentioned that in regard to the video of every Jew, in Kippur or not in Kippur, he has to say, Allah, what is Allah? Allah means please. What does Allah mean? Bakosh is kapor. So here, when the Rambam uses the Russian Allah, that this is the Ikhish of Dio means that if the video does not contain the expression of kapor, Bakosh is kapor, so mainly the video is not complete. So in other words, that's the parents and the second kashi. But then, the first kashi, the apparent steer between the Rambam's Russian and the Talef Nuchesh Chube, Haloch Aleph, there it's mashma that the Harot al-Rola has to be mentioned first, and Kavod al-Lehave has to be mentioned second, and the Russian Rambam in Peribeis Nuchesh Chube, Haloch Beis. So there he says just the reverse. And there he says, Umali Achuve Usheyazif Achite Chatoe, the Yosirin Machshapte, the Yigma Belibe Shaloyaseu Eid, the Skabor Ave, Shenema Yazif Koshadara Kishon Mashbeisom, the Chim Stachma Shoka, Shenema Achishun Nechamti. So here he spells it out explicitly that Kabor Rahabi is first in their form. How can we reconcile the two Shinsach? Now, Dino, it seems that there are two Mechayim of Dino. One Mechayim of Dino is Katon, because the Russian Rambam, and that's the supreme Parashat Noseh, the Russian Rambam, I didn't read the whole Russian Rambam before, but now I'll read the whole Russian Rambam. Again, Kol Mitzvah Shabbateo, Bein Eseh, Bein Lo Yisese, Imova Rodo Malachas Men, Ben Mizodin, Ben Bishgogo, Kishiasi Chuba, Yoshek Mechatoi, Hayek Lizvadis, Likun Yokil Bo, שנאמר אישו אישו כי יש ויסבדס חטוס משרוס זה בידו זוז בידו זה מצלססי קיסת מסבדי נאמר עונו השם חטוס יובי סיפושיית לפניך ויוסי סיכך וכך ואר נחמתי ובאישתי במעשי ולאי אומר נחיז על ורוזה ויזה ויקרה של בידו וכל אמר בר מסבדי סומר בבינים זה הרי זה משוח וכן ברכתוי ישבה שמיס בלי שמידים קרבנישון על שפוגוסון ועל סדנון אין משחק עליהם, so the Rambam emphasizes the expression אין משחק עליהם בקרבנון עד שיעשו תשובה וישבדו בידבור שנאמר וישבדו השחותו עליו וכן כל מחיות ומיסס פסט ומחיות ומלכס אין משחק עליהם גם בניסוסון ובלקיוסון עד שיעשו תשובה וישבדו וכן אחינו בחברי דעמד התמוני אף על פי ששירים לו משהו חי לו אם נסחפה עד שנספדה ויושב מלעשייס כוזה לאילו שנאמה מכל אחד הזאת זה דבר ממנפסייזס that video is not if kapor one cannot have kapor for any other whether he gets misa or he gets malkis or he brings kodi open the chapre or in Kippur, so required it. Without Bidu, there is no Kapor. So one Mechaib of Bidu is Kapor. But then, there is another Mechaib of Bidu. Let's see another Rosh Hashanah. In Pirkei Beis Nehil Chashuve Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, Midarki Hachuve Lieis Hashov Sei Ktom Bifnei Hashem Bipchir Sachmi. What does it mean? Say it to me with me, Hashem, with me, Zachmiz. What does he cry? He just cries, he means he's misvado. And the video is recited with a lot of emotion, with a lot of passion, with emotion. He is Hashem, say it to me, what does he mean, say it to me? That means video. With me, Hashem, with me, Zachmiz, where he says, don't take it to care. Now, when the Rambam mentions this, he's talking to the Gechel, the Rambam doesn't mean the Mitzvah is talking Mitzvah Paseach Tiftah, that has nothing to do with the Baal Shuvah. But there is this special aloha of doing Mitzvah, a Baal Shuvah, because Mitzvah is one of Da'ati Hashem. So they said Mitzvah to the Gechel, Mitzvah Yitchabim Nadova Sheyach Tavoy, Mitzvah Shmei, כלומר אני אחרי ידעים איסי איש שאוסו לאיסי למייסי גמור עושה זו ראש השונו דצ'ינו השם is conducive to Kapor so that's the basis of the practice when somebody is very sick in Chedi Uyedne but the Rambam did not understand the ritual not, let's say, if his name is Avron, so he had another name, Avron Boch, or Avron Zephar. The Rambam didn't explain it to him. He means, Shin Hashem, according to the Rambam means, he has to consider himself a new person. He should think of himself now as a new person. He is not the person who seen before, is a new person. And Yachelo, that's, in other words, he doesn't understand the rituals. So the Rambam says, Dark Yachelo is a shot, say, Tommy with me Hashem, the three of Sachmin, the ancient docket of the Kirche, Mishachit Harbin, Adora Sheyachto, Boy, Shamish Meitrim, and Yachelo, the Indian Sheyish, she also knows an amassing, Shamish Meitrim, Kul on the table, Ulidach, Mishor, the year of the king. Then the Rambam Sechati, she goes with a parish of it, because she can remiss lady, come out of this, honor of the shop, shalach. So the Rambam, in the Bina of Hadale, mentions Chube as one of the Arti Chube. In the Halach Halach, he mentions the Asar. In the Dale, in the Beis Halach Hadale, he mentions Vidu as one of the Arti Chube. In Perek Aleph Aleph Aleph, he mentions Vidu because of Kapor. So the Mechaleb is Kapor. cannot have kapora unless he has been misvar. So the male is mechuyev in misvar in order to have kapora, otherwise he will not have kapora. But in Beis Aloha Dalet, he says, midalke, Nis Hashem Tzik, Tomid Lifne Hashem, Bifri Yisachnu. So that's Mitzadad, it's your Nakitz of Kapon. And then Nalochrei, he elaborates. Ushkar Godeil, Shesho, Sheisvade, Vidi Apsho, Vohem, Umgale Avere, Shebeno, Vechabere, Lachere. Veimelem, Omnom Chotoshim Ipleni, Vyosisilei Kach Vikach, והרימי הלאים שוב ומשנחם בכל המצגורי ומדיע אלו מחסק שוב עם תשובו שגנורו שנמה מחסק שוב לא יצליח במדבר ממורים באוויר שלנו מחברי אבל באוויר שלנו ממוקר אין צורך לפרסם עצמי ואז הוא ספון עם הירוי עם גילון אלו שוב לפני הקיר ברוך הוא ופיר את חטוב לפונות ומספד עליהם לפני רבים סתם. So, the Rambam makes a distinction, there's a Gemara in Yomet, between Aveir Shalom Chaveir and Aveir Shalom Vokim. Aveir Shalom Chaveir is so he has to be misvad in the presence of Rabbi, because he humiliated and devolved a certain person in the presence of Rabbi, so in order to rectify the Aveir that he did in Shalom Chaveir, he has to be misvad of Rabbi. But the non-Mokim on the contrary, it's a sin to be Misvade Rabbi. But it's Midalki Achuve to be Misvade not the Rabbi, but to be paid the Chet not the Rabbi, but to be Hashem Baruch Hu, so he should specify the Chet. But the Rabbi need non-Mokim, he should still say it, but in general, he shouldn't say, I ain't the Vele. So, for the Rebbeinu, he says, Chotos Yachalte Vele. But it's not that his business, he should tell the Rabbi. But even by Vele Shem Nodne Mokei, he has to confess the Rabbi in general. Chotos, why is Adar Kiachu? Here the Rambam doesn't mention Kapot. In Perek Halef, Nuchashu Aloch Halef, he mentions the reasons why he wants to be Yisrael is because in order to have Kapot, so the Mechayim is Kapot. In Pei-Beis Halacha-Beis and in Pei-Beis Halacha-Dalet and in Pei-Beis Halacha-Ei he mentions that Vidu is one of the attitude but the Lodom Limoki Ben-Chavere so then it's one of the attitude to Mispada Ben-Rabin Da-Bere did against a certain person so that people would know that he did Chuve and by Eresh Nodno Mokim, so the Rabbi is Dargi Tshuve to be Mitzvah in general, Echatos. But the Chiyakunish Boruch Hu, it's Dargi Tshuve to constantly be Nifar Yechet, to spell out Yechet. So here the Rambam in Perek Beis Aloch Adalet, and in Perek Beis Aloch Hei, the Rambam mentions Vidu Mitzad Mechayel Dargi Tshuve. What does Dargi Tshuve mean? Rambam also mentions many Dargi Tshuve. The Rambam mentions a few Dargi Tshuve. What are Dargi Tshuve? Vidu is one Dargi Tshuve. Second Dargi Tshuve is that he has to do Misvad with emotion. That's the second Dargi Tshuve. A third Dargi Tshuve is he has to indulge in a lot of stokhen chesed. That's also a Dargi Tshuve. And the fourth Dargi Tshuve is, he has to be Nishan Hashem, but according to Rabbi Nishan Hashem, it doesn't mean that he should have a name. He means Nishan Hashem, he should consider himself as a new person. He should look upon himself as a new person. As a new person. As a Bria Chadosh. And then, Gilan Kele, that's also Dargi Tshuve. To move out from the place where he committed certain sins. So why does he call all these things Dargi Tshuve? Because what does Dargi Tshuve mean? The path of Tshuve. In other words, Tshuve, to do Tshuve is not such an easy thing.
Menschen kennen, all the children require this Chavot Lovach, all the habit. In 1 minute you can do it, you can do it in 1 minute. Why not? But if a certain person addicted himself to a certain thing, so then there is a principle of causation. Abeo Zeres Abeo, I mean Yerushalme Maki says, Shalom Chochmo. Now, I'm not discussing the Ashkota yet, but that looks like Ashkota Manya. So Yerushalme Maki says, Shalom Chochmo, Chaytei Maldi. So the Chochmo answer, Chatoin Tirabi. Chatoin Tirabi. So in other words, there is no solution for a sinner. Because if a person sins, then he puts, he sets in motion a waves of sin. Avail does, avail. So there is no solution. Right. Chochmah is science from a scientific point of view. So today is not a rational thing. How can a person change his personality if he sins? So that means so he's already in a certain chain of causation, he's in a vicious cycle. It's impossible to prove it from a scientific point of view. That's what Yerushalmi says. So the Chochmah answers, Chatoin Tirabi Fo. There is a vicious cycle if somebody. So then, Shalu Lingbo Chaitin al Dinei. So Lingbo said, Hanefesh Achitasitons. In other words, there is no solution. Shalu Lakrishbo or Chaitin al Dinei. Only asked children's happening. So I was still having questions. And Shalu Tayo Chaitin al Dinei. So you have recorded this happening. So the question is, what is it? And Torah, that's not a revolt. And Nivor, that's not a revolt. And the Chochmah is also not a revolt. Because if the Chochmah doesn't emanate from the revelation, it's no Chochmah. So how could Chochmah and Nivor and Torah give different answers not a revolt after all? They all emanate from a revolt. The answer is no, there is no sphere. Actually, there is no possibility. No possibility. Chatoin Tirabi Fo. Science is like, it's impossible. It's impossible to change your lifestyle. It's impossible. It's repugnant to the principle of causation. It's repugnant to the laws of nature. Just as it is impossible to throw an object such that the object should go up rather than down. Because it's repugnant to the law of gravitation, so it's impossible to change lifestyle. But the Rebbeinu says, Yazid Foshidar, Kim Yishabe Machereiso, Yachshi, Yishabe Machereiso. So the answer is, there is a way to be true. In other words, if he changes his personality. So maybe he changes his personality and the effect to the tshuva, a total metamorphosis in his personality, so then he will be liberated from the vicious cycle by which he's encompassed. So that's the attitude. In other words, there is a pattern. Tshuva is not an easy thing. Tshuva is not an easy thing. There is a pattern. The marshal, I mentioned it many times in Ashkotish, let's say, sometimes when you drive a car and you have to take a certain in order, let's say, to arrive in Washington Heights, suppose by mistake you take the long route
then you take the route to New Jersey. So then you get to New Jersey. Heading to me. Now I don't get infections, I'm handicapped. But years ago when I was in New York and I don't get to meet the sheer in time, and then I was born in the real soul. And we finished davening, let's say, and sometimes on Sunday, so we finished davening very late. And so I didn't want to go by subway because I would be late for the shiur. So I would take taxis. So one time I took taxi and I told them to go to Washington Heights, Amsterdam Avenue, 186th. So then by mistake he took the wrong route. And then I realized, I reminded why they are in New Jersey. So then he said, you're right, but I have to keep on driving for 10 minutes until I'm able to make it eaten. So truly is the same thing. There is a dark truth, there is dark truth. A person who has been a drug addict for years and years, and was associated with other drug addicts, and he established certain habits and certain companionship, it's not easy. Even if he tries hard and is determined to rehabilitate himself, how many cases do we have of people who tried to rehabilitate themselves and then they reverted back to this habit? Because Chatoim Terah B'Vav. Chatoim Terah B'Vav, it's impossible. It's important to the laws of nature, but there is one answer to the truth. In other words, if he changes his personality, according to the Rambam, that's mishamishmen. It doesn't mean just to say, well, I'm a new person, that's nothing. To say I'm reborn, that's nothing. That's ketumah milsa ba'alme. He has to effect a spiritual metamorphosis. So maybe he will extricate himself and liberate himself from the vicious cycle in which he became entangled through his involvement in sin. Involvement in sin. So that's, so there is the attitude. You want to do tshuva, you have to take a certain route. You have to embark upon a certain lane. But if somebody thinks, kill the tshuva, he has been drug addict, then he was associated with drug addicts for 10 years, but now with the tshuva, but he'll keep on his association. We need the drug addicts at all, on the contrary, he'll encourage them, keep the tshuva, so he'll encourage them, and he'll tell the others to do tshuva too. Then he's fooling himself. He has to change his motto, gain and maintain it, because if he remains in the same place, with all the temptations, and the whole past will remind him every day of his avodas, he'll revert back. Even if he has the strongest character, because there is a meaning of tshuva and there is a meaning of darki tshuva. That's why the Rambam says darki tshuva. What is darki tshuva? Darki tshuva means if you want to do tshuva, it's like trying to reach a certain destination by car. You have to embark upon a certain lane. And if you take the wrong lane, if you have to take a lane that will take you to Washington Heights from the west side, and you took by mistake the wrong lane, and that brought you into New Jersey, you cannot make a detour. You cannot make a detour. If you do make a detour, you'll be involved in an accident, and then you'll endanger your life, and you'll endanger the life of others still. You have to keep on driving for 5 minutes. Then you make a detour. Because there is a meaning of tshuva, there is a meaning of darki tshuva, a path of tshuva, a lane of tshuva. It's like somebody who drives a car. In order to reach a certain destination, he has to embark upon the proper lane. He cannot just drive zigzag and then reach the destination. He cannot do it. So the darki tshuva. So what are the darki tshuva? So the Rambam mentions the very dark tshuva. The dark tshuva is Hashem saying, "Tommy, with me Hashem, between Sachmi." You think you'll be smarter, a tossy, a busy, a shite, a hunty, a basty, the finish and not finish. You are apt to fall prey to that vicious cycle again. You have to embark upon a new way. You cannot drive in the same way that you have been driving for years. because that dream is a corner for you. Every spot in that dream is lurking in danger for you to engulf you, so that you revert back to the same death, the same path. So you have to embark upon a new way of truth, especially in of truth. What is it? First of all, to release body. To release body, and with emotion, not just release body, just in a suffering of truth. Release a short saying, coming with Hashem, between the Sahim, and then you have to be involved in chesed. If a person is about children, about the chesed, then that will keep him away from trouble. So yeah, it's not stuck in mitzvah mitzvah of Pesach Tiftach and mitzvah v'achor achmeach. That's it, twice everybody. But there is a meaning of tshuva as a darker tshuva. That's the level of tshuva. If you don't indulge in chesed, you are apt to fall prey to all the pitfalls that are lurking against you. And then, only schachel karmen in adela shechotama. In other words, if somebody, the Rambam discusses in the days, the Rambam says in the days, that the adela haishol is their veins. Their veins, in other words, it's not a proper way, of course, to be an alcoholic, but even to deny to himself altogether any wine. So the chippa mashchot al nefesh, the chibeins nefesh chot al shitiyat in hayay. So shitiyat in hayay is called the chit. In other words, because the power is certain extreme of the deficiency too much. So the Rambam says, there are veins is the proper path for a normal person. But suppose a certain person became an alcoholic, and then he wants to cure himself. So he can't, then he has to shy. So the Lord will tell him, well, you go to the veins, get to eat a drink or two every day, but not too much, that will be another. Now, it's all right for a person who did not addict himself to drinking. But if a person addicted himself to drinking, then he has to go for a certain time with kotzahachel. That's what the Rambam says. Umishachet harlem in Adonai Shabbat. And that's the ignorance in heaven. If somebody was a roshe in the avera of libis, when he does shuta, he doesn't become kosher leges until he decides not to take ribis even family with the holy. Why? Because like this, it's not also ribis and holy. But if somebody became addicted to ribis, then he has to embark upon the dark issue. And dark issue is to be mischachel, keep away from that sin. Not only the sin itself, even the amak shele amak. The semblance of the sea, he has to keep away. So, if somebody was alcoholic, he shouldn't drink even yayin of Shabbos. So how would we say of the Eser of Kiddush HaPas? Now, what will be about other cases? But the problem is, he can drink wages. There's an Eser. So he doesn't have to do any others. But he cannot say, well, I'll drink mothers. So that is also one of the altitude. Then one of the other of the attitudes, in other words, he has to transform himself, he has to affect a spiritual metamorphosis in his personality. He has to adopt a different approach. Not this, am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to? He was in the Chal Shabbos. He then asked Yahweh, can I tell a goy to do this, to do that? Suppose there are certain pshitas that are matter in certain situations, but for a Baal Tshuva, that is a pitfall. He has to be mischachel, so he has to consider himself as a new person. And then, the villain came in, because if he stays in the same city, and he meets all his friends who sing together with him, who took drugs together with him, it's impossible for him not to complain to him and speak for him. He has to move to a different city and not to meet his former friend. So that's in Yom Dakichu. So Yom Dakichu, so Yom Dakichu is not a chesed, not Dakichu is Mishachet Harbin is Adolo, and Yom Dakichu is Yid. So maybe I think that it all depends from what perspective we consider him. There are two Mechaim of him. One Mechaim of him is Chatov, and another Mechaim of him is Dakichu. From the perspective of Katore, so then the Chavot Elrova has to be mentioned first. In order to think Katore, so you must mention the Chavot Elrova first. And then Kabbalah. That's why so the Rambam in the Talmud Hilchos Judah, Halacha Aleph, he discusses Dino from the perspective of Katore, because he mentions Katore. Why? Because here he discusses it from the perspective of Kapot, not from the perspective of Darki Chule. Darki Chule doesn't mention Perkalot. He only mentions in Perkalot. But in Perkalot he does not as yet mention Darki Chule. And the Rambam here in Al-Khalif concludes, the Chimbal Chatoris Vashomis, the Ishin Yidin Kabun Yisom, as the Gosom Yalzdenon, in his Chatoren in Kabunon, as she Yasu Chule, the Yisbada the Yisrovim, Shemema the Yisbada Shachoto Alayo, the Chimkom the Chilem, which is Bezim Chilem Malkes, in his Chatoren in Yisosom, the Diyos, as she Yasu Chule, the Yisadu, the Chimachim Lachadir, the Magit Momeni, and how Kishu Shilulay, Nashu Chayabay, in his Happy Rashi is Fadu. The Yoshi Blas is for the Leilon. Leilon, Shenema Mikol Chazalon. So here in Aloha, in Perikawa Aloha Aloha, and in the whole Perikawa, he doesn't mention a word about Akishu. He only he discusses Bidu from the perspective of Kapora. From the perspective of Kapora, in order to have Kapora, somebody bring the call, a Hatos Noshon, and he never had Kapora, so he has to be Misvade, so he has to mention the Bidu first, and then Kapora have it. But in the base he discusses Bidu Tommy, like after he attained Kapora. But there is a danger, he might revert back, because he has to embark upon the Darki Chule, upon the lane of Chule. So what are the characteristics of the lane of Chule? So it's okay. Mishan Shmoy, Mishan Mikenei, and Vidu. So, as Dark from the perspective of Dark Yitzhuve, so the Kabbalah Lahabe has to be mentioned first, and then Chavot Elrova. That's the extent of the Halacha. Now, there is another Kasha in the Rambam, and the Lashon Rambam, in the Beis Milchus Chule Halacha Beis. The Rambam again now says, ומאי התשובה הוא שיעזי החלקי חתוי ויוסיר אלי מחשב די דהיגמה בליבי של יעשוי שלמה היה זה כבר שדר אותי וכן נסלח מאוד שאומר שלמה חשים לכם So there is one expression ברמבה which requires explanation ומאי התשובה הוא שיעזי החלקי חתוי That's all I'm saying אז היא לסחר, of course That's the basic thing in Chile, as in the Sahel. Kabbalah Rahab. But then he says, the Yosirei Machshavte. He should wipe it out from his Machshavte, from his heart, from his mind. Wipe it out from his heart. What do you mean? In the counter, Rabbi Paschal, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the Tabeishi, his father, in the Kuhn, Jehovah, חיים זה או מספר בעליהם עם טיפול נבוא even though it already attained kapor. Again, that there is a mechayev of gidul mitznachus at kapor only, but also mitzvah tshuva in the raya from the reserve of Yaakov, I forgot to mention it. Aveir she's father only in kippur ova. The chaser is father in kippur ova, but in kippur ova, the mechaskura has it kashi. If it is the kind of aveir that in kippur is mechaper, let's say, let's say, so why should he have to be his father again? The answer is in a rame. From the perspective of Kapore, there is no need of being his father. But there is another perspective, Darki Tshuva, because when a person is a sinner, he is always in danger of reverting back to his former lifestyle, because there are pitfalls. Chatur Teradifor. So in order to not to fall into those pitfalls, he has to embark upon the lane of Tshuva. So there, the Bidu is one of the lanes of Tshuva, of the Darki Tshuva. So even though he already has any Kapore, but he's still as a safeguard and as a preventive measure against falling into the pitfalls of the head. So then he has to embark upon a ring of Tshuva, and a ring of Tshuva consists of being his father's family. So even the Averis, she is following the Kapurim Oba, Chizan Oba. Anyway, but the Kashi is, how does the Rambam say, be your Sirin Machshafi on the contrary, we pass in our Kadosh and Yaakov, that Averis, she is following the Kapurim Oba, Chizan is following the Kapurim Oba. So I just say Machshafi, she forget about this, she shouldn't forget. You should always remember, here the Rambam all of a sudden says, you're sitting on Shabbat, should be too late, perish, forget about it. Why forget about it? That's not the Darki Tshuva to forget about. The Chatur Negi Tami, he has to be his father Tami, not your sitting on Shabbat. But your sitting on Shabbat, he'll wipe it out from his mind, from his heart. So how will he be his father Tami? In order to understand this Lashon Rambam, so we have to take notice of certain psukim in the last sentence. The last sentence, we had in Tzodim Balirach, we had in the Torah discusses Tshuva. Tshuva. So why did the Torah say,
והיך יחסתי רעשתי כמה אלוהים ההוא על כל הרוע שעוד כל אלוהים אחר. שבתור שצריך בפור ורעום הבנים ההוא על פינר קייקיון. Not after the Jewish people says, the Jews say, I'll give you a kind of jetty, so they already started to do the Jews, to search their hearts. So why the determination on the contrary that is because they said they already kind of killed me, which really marked the beginning of the process of Jews, so they are amazing, special bishop. So strange. But the answer is no, that's not the beginning of the process of truth. That's the beginning of the process of the total demoralization and degeneration. In other words, truth is interesting. Truth is something that everybody speaks of. In Salem also speak of truth. And in every language, I'm not an English, but I'm sure that in every language there is a word for truth. What the word is, I don't know. I only know the English word for truth, repentance. But I found out that in every other language, whether it's French or Italian or Spanish or Greek, so, or Polish or Russian, so it's like English. That truth has two elements. Chalote lova kapolahab. In Russian and English, how do we get it in the Jewish? By the component of Chavot Lahava or by the component of Kabbalah Lahav? Jewish is Kabbalah Lahav, as it is a head. We turn back up in the world. We don't call it Chavot. Chavot is an element of Jewish. But we call it Jewish, not Chavot, but in all over the table. In English, the word is Chavot. Repentance, not return. Why? Because death tells us, sheds light on the different approach to truth between Yahus and all other faiths and ideologies. Because all other faiths and ideologies, we speak of truth, but in all other faiths and ideologies, truly, the dominant element is Chavot. In Yahus, the dominant element is Kabbalah. Not Chavot. That's why we call it truth. And it is interesting. Now let's see. In the Torah, Vod Lamed, Posikal, the Holo, חילבינו לכו כל הדברים האלה הדרוכו והכלו אשר נוסד לפניכו ואשר בייסון לבכו בכל הדברים אשר דחך על שם מלכך שם ושבתו עד על שם מלכךו ושמעת בקרב כחי אשר מלך ניצב חיים עתו ובנכו בכל יבות חו ובכל נפשך So, the Torah says, Vashidei Sarodach. So, Chube means a return. A return to home. Return to the nation. So, but the Torah starts by saying, Vashidei Sarodach. You return to your heart. Then, Vashidei, he says, Vishavishto Adam Shemodach. You return to the nation. And then, we have to understand, why does the Torah in Pasidim say Bishavto Adam Shemotecha Bishavto Mila Bishavotecha? That Ad means up to God. I see there is a certain process and you have many stops and then the final destination is Dakodivon. The Kavilov. Adam Shemotecha. By Ad. Bishavto Mila Bishavotecha. And then what's the meaning of Ashibeiso El Govecha. You will return to your heart. Whose heart? Doesn't say Ashibeiso El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ashibeiso El Govecha. You will return to your own heart.
the Pasuk Ashebeitzo means, if we are to translate, the expression Ashebeitzo means, Ashebeitzo is not Shafta, Shafta means return, but Ashebeitzo means restore. The Ashebeitzo, you restore the lost goods to your mate, to your brother, Ashebeitzo. Here, the Torah uses the same expression as in Kisaitse, Ashebeitzo. That means you restore the lost goods to your brother, to the proper owner. So Vashideisa, you return yourself, you restore yourself to your own heart. That's the beginning of the passage actually. Of course, the destination is to return to Akadibor. So easy, such an easy task to return to Akadibor. How do you return to Akadibor? How? By first returning to restore your own self, your inner self, to your own heart. So that's why the Rambam says, then, and that's the process, you have to keep on restoring yourself to your own heart, to analyze yourself, and restore yourself to your own heart, then you'll be able to do the real tshuva. And the final objective is to return back to the Baruch. But you can't return, back to the Baruch unless you first restore yourself to your own heart. So that's why the Rambam says, Umayi atshuva hushiyazi achil keichatoi. Do you see him machshavte? If he got tshuva, when he realizes that he sins, and he says, oh, I'm a sinner, I am lost, there is no return for me. That's the antithesis of tshuva. This is evaluating tshuva in accordance with the non-Jewish concept, repentance. No, tshuva is not repentance. There is an element of repentance because you can't return back to the Baruch Hu if you don't feel sorry. But the main thing, the main element is to return. Never mind the law. Let's return. If you emphasize the element of remorse and regret too much, then you preclude the possibility of return. That's why the Rambam says, "Umayi atshuva sheyazi achil keichatoi." Be yosir machshavte, he has to do tshuva. And of course, he has to nistach machshavah, he has to realize chotosi, yodisi, pashaiti. But I'm not old much. There is a good part in me too. In the depth of my heart, what is called pintel, eat. In other words, Shiyoshu v'achintei, so Shishakto the Vashideiso v'echo. You have to realize the Peter is ego. No matter how far he's going to stray, the Peter is me, and he has to restore himself to his own heart. I once heard my brother in Shabbat, he discussed the man Chazal in Chagige that Ramea was running after him, after his baby, Yanisha and Abule, and he said to him, and he pleaded with him, Chazeroch. So Yanisha and Abule said, no, I cannot defeat him, because I heard him ask him, they say, Shubu, Chutzniach. How could it be such a task? How could there be such a task? That's against the door. The law is, after you call for me, can call them all friends at the end of the days. He does shuva, so shuva is effective. How could the task declare something that is repugnant to the door? So my brother Mishigal said, Elisha ben Avraham Chasishon was not in Shaki. He heard the task, but he didn't hear the task well. The task said, Shubu, Shubu, Akhir, Akhir.
Rishon and Avir considered himself obliged and demonstrated so much that there is no way to return. So he thought that the Gospel said, should you should chutz me'achaya. But if he listened attentively to the Gospel, he realized that the Gospel said, should you should achim me'achaya, not chutz me'achaya. This is what the Torah said. The holy king of Israel, Acho, Koladvori Meire, Hadrocho Ba'akolo, Asher Nusatri from Acho, Vashi Bein Sol Anacha. Don't think of your children, they'll turn back and go. How will you turn back and go? Come back yet? He's completely entangled in sin. He's encompassed by a vicious cycle. He'll turn back and go. Why? How? Just because he says so. No. He has first in order to return back and forth. So he has to restore himself to his own heart. He has to realize that the lifestyle he pursued is so repugnant to his inner cravings. I'm in shame of the day. I'm sitting at the Shabbos says, the Rosh Hadith says, I'm in shame of the mitzvahs, the Libya. What is and I have no remedy. You don't have any conscience here. But unconsciously, every Jew has learned to do this. The Pinker Eve is called. The Pinker Eve. So, that's what the Torah says. The Holy Rocky of the Lord, Lach of Christ, Holy Marie, Hadroch of the Akbola, Shasarov Necho. So, how do you ritual it? Not by emphasizing Karadorah. If you emphasize Karadorah and you keep on thinking, oh, I'm lost soul, I'm not large. If you say Shechelo Ani and you don't say Nava, then you can be pure. But you have to say Shechelo Ani, I'm black. I'm contaminated. I was entangled in sin. I became encompassed by a vicious cycle, but never, in the depth of my heart, I'm never, I'm beautiful, and I sinned against myself when I pursued a sinful lifestyle. So, Vashidei Sorovech, you have to restore yourself to your own heart. You have to find your own people in you, and you realize that you only acted the way you acted, not because in the depth of your heart you really had this kind of yearning, but in order to please the Israel, to please the God. Fulfill among this, but that's not your inner rotten. So the first step in children is to restore yourself to your own heart. That's what the Rambam says. Umari Yashiva, Kushiyadi Hachit Lechatoi, Yosiri Machshavte, Yad Hachit Lechatoi, Chatos Yavis Pashaiti, Shreirani, because I'm not all black. No. I'm not all black. Shreirani, but I'm beautiful. That is beautiful, you know, it's special. Yes, you say, Shreirani, I'm black, but I'm beautiful. So, and you will do the Yosiri Machshavte, and don't keep on thinking, I am a sinner, I am a soul. No! I am a sinner! But the sin was like a creeper upon my inner soul. A creeper, and I have to remove the creeper. But Yosiri Machshavte means you shouldn't say that the Gospel says, Shuvah, chutz me'achaya. Then you become demoralized. Unfortunately, many Jews who have gone through the Holocaust, who are raised in Yishuv Tov, and who are saved, some of those parents, so became completely demoralized. Completely. Why? Because they didn't get it. Everybody who experienced the Holocaust searched it out, and you all did it.
but what kind of decision to do, to give the children of Omar Ali Nahu, Ali of Chi, in the time of Chi Ali. By Shema, a man, Baba, that is not my heart. Redemption is always in the heart of the creation. And giving me the heart of the biggest sinner. And if you only listen attentively to the gospel, the gospel emits a sound every day to every Jew. That's the gospel. I get up. The same gospel that declared to every magician who is the first one to commit sin, I let go of this gospel. So is always declared, I let go. But he has to listen. And the gospel emanates, if he listens attentively, every Jew will hear the gospel, the echo of the I let go. That the Shechina through everybody's going emits I let go. But if you say Shechina Ani and not Nova, if he doesn't place it at Machate, so then Yoneichi Asher Asher Kadayahu, if you say that when the Holocaust overtakes the Jewish people, so it's a riot that God departed from the heart of the Jew, Chassid Shalom. This is such a repugnant Hashkot. No, God does not depart from the heart of the Jewish people. It's only a commandment. The Shechina, the figure of His way, covers up the face of the Shechina. But you have an opportunity to take off the cover. And then there will be your coming, not his coming. There's an escape in the whole people that do not know about that him. He starts in front of him. The whole of the Echei will to you, who is Shabbos for choice. The Omar Bayina who, I'll see him and the Kaib King to us alone. No! That's a terrible sin! In saying that God would part it from our heart. And that's why, and the disaster overtook us. That's why there was a Holocaust. Hashem Shalom! The Holocaust overtook us because there was a Hester coming. But God does not depart from our heart. And the Shechina constantly declares to every Jew, come and wake up! What now? That's what the number means. Maria Chile Hushi Yazir Achriti Chatoi Yasiru Yumach Shafei Yidna Bumidri Yishai Yasiru Yasiru Yumach Shafei. Because the dominant element in Chile is not how they are. That's why they must say that in the Jewish people, in the Jewish southern child, the dominant element is Kabbalah. Yes. But Kabbalah is about the children. But the dominant thing is Kabbalah. So that's why the Rambam says, Yosir Mashate, he shouldn't say, Shubi Shubu Chutz Miacher. But Shudon say, Shubi Shudon is here, the last thing. Shubi Shubu Apiru Acher. And it's only has the point. All the souls, all the troubles, the total take. The Jewish people, that's only mean of has the point, not has the shalom. That a gain or a kai to kill you. That's a big sin to say. A gain or a kai to kill you. The tears carry on the posse. Yahatol Rachel Amecha says, Omar Rabbi Akiva, Zekra Kodu Bateach. It's a very important principle. Rather than not, when other in there, Zesim Tertim Sodom, the Yen Greer Kim Sodom, the Nishim Kim of Sodom say, how good is he? The question is, what is the other one? Well, the other is Kherikam Rabbi. after the Gach of Kamricho, is the problem that he Hillel said to the Gach, when he asked him to teach him God to the Kula of the Gach, so he said, Madaloch, son, and the Chavach, we said, he was Gerish, he's not me, so Rashi says, because he's young, kind of after the Gach of Kamricho, so then he never young, kind of, all the mitzvahs of the Nodam and the Chavere, because that's a very broad principle of after the Gach. So what is the knowledge? So there are all kinds of shot. The Raya and Gun Pshat in the Rashi say Pshat in Gnaza in the South. Of course, the heart of Aram Melecho is called on the Hira. In other words, one should love the other as he loves himself. But there are certain people who don't love themselves. They like to humiliate themselves. To be in bad himself. So then, to be Tehas Shalom, to be bad out of school, the poet says, the after Acham Eichu, you should love the other fellow as much as you love yourself, but not more than I love myself. I don't judge myself. I like to be with myself, to be in bad in myself. So, I like to be with the other fellow. So the other says, no, after Acham Eichu, easy to go to school. But it has to be interpreted in light of the principle that is implicit in the passage of Zestit Adil Sodom, the aim real genus Adam, the Musal Kimasai. In other words, what Adam is saying, sin, and the right says that, and the Rash in one workshop, in another shop, interesting, so he says, שאין פיבא, הויר במזבר זייסי, עבד יש חבר, וכך מותיר, תדמוס על תימו סוינסי, אשר אף אבי עצמי חולי ברן של ידי שלתי, ירנו דעתי מבד יסבירה. So what the Nazarene saying is, the after that Milchon applies also now, he should love yourself too, because if one does not love himself, then the after that Milchon has no meaning. He has to love the other fellow as much as he loves himself. Suppose he decides from each side, so then he has a right to kill everybody else. After all, the maker, he decided to put an end to his life. So he can put an end to everybody else's life. So the after all, the maker means, should love your neighbor the way you are required to love yourself, not the way the way you love yourself. That can change from person to person. Some people don't love themselves.